advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Well, hello everyone. This is Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, you know what? Come on out and follow me. Well, everybody, I want you to enjoy today's program. You know, pour yourself another cup of coffee, have a little soda pop, whatever you're doing, listening to our program. You know, maybe some of you people are listening to us while you're sitting in a little ice shanty somewhere, and I know you got a little bit of tea or coffee. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah, we know. But on this week's Chauncey's Great Outdoors, we've got a really cool show. We've got Dana Stacia. Dana is a woman who started a dating site for men and women who enjoy the outdoors. It's called Hunting for Connections. And a lot of these dating sites that people, you know, are going to meet other people, if you say that you hunt or you fish, they don't let you to put that on there. But here's a site that's saying, no, if you hunt and fish, we want you to be part of this and talk about it and express it. And this is a great way to find like-minded people who enjoy the great outdoors. So that's going to be a cool thing. Next, we're going to have on Dr. Howard Tanner. He is the man who I can't even put it in words. I'm humbled by him allowing me to interview him. He is the gentleman who successfully started the salmon craze and industry in the Great Lakes. He was working for the state of Michigan along with the other fisheries biologists there, and he did it. He was the one who got the salmon growing, and it's boom, it exploded. And with salmon season around the corner, except if you've been in Indiana fishing, you've been catching salmon for a month and a half now, but that's okay. But it's going to just explode in Illinois and Michigan and other states, so we're looking forward to that. It's one interview you're not going to want to miss. I really mean that. Then our friend John Stewart from Bassmaster. We're going to be seeing him next week again. He's going to give us the ins and outs on this whole great kayak series they have. That's right. He's in charge of the Bass Nation for Bassmasters. But he's also in charge of the new kayak tournament series going on. And really, this is going to be some of the biggest stuff because you're going to get so many more people who can't have those big bass boats. They've got a kayak in their garage or in their backyard, and they're going to be competing in local tournaments and all around the country. This is going to be really, really, really cool. And remember, you can, as always, tune in and listen to us. I know you're listening to us on the air right now, but you can always go to ESPN Chicago, the app. If you have an iPhone, it's there for you. If you have an Android, it may be out right now, or it's going to come out very shortly. So you can listen to our podcast. You can subscribe to the program for free. It's as easy as clicking 1, 2, 3, boom, you're there. But first, we'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, all 5 stores in our area. Next month, March, Spring Fishing Classic. You know what that means. Yes, I know what it means. It means, oh my God, I'm going crazy thinking about it. But you're going to have to be out there and have some fun with us. That's Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here. Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. All those great boats and some super extended warranties on engines. You don't want to pass them up. Paul's Pizza in Westchester. Diamond Ghost Charters. Get the yell fish on with Captain Tony. Hook and HuntTV.com. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true outdoorsman and outdoorswoman to enjoy. Wren Lake Area Tourism. Visit WrenLake.com. Enjoy WrenLake.com. And all I can say is Jason Johns is spanking those crappie again. We'll talk about that a little bit more in our fishing report coming up. And don't forget our friends at Seven Winds Casino in Hayward, Wisconsin, who's giving us the great snowmobile report. And just get out there and have some fun. It's also giving us a fishing report for Seven Winds Casino. So you want to check out all that information to get out, enjoy the great outdoors, and just have some fun. You know, this weekend's going to look like the lakes. First of all, check the lakes for safe ice. I really do mean that. I don't care where you're going. But, you know, when you go north to Wisconsin, Michigan, stuff like that, even Indiana's got a few lakes that were still holding some ice. Not many, but a couple. But always check the ice out. If they have safe ice, it's going to be a perfect weekend. It's going to be in the upper 30s. Then Sunday, I hear it's going to be in the 40s. The ice isn't going to melt if it's 5-6 inches thick. It's going to take several days of warm weather to melt that. But we're looking at some great weather to take the family out, let the kids have fun, let them slide all over the ice. This is going to be really, really a cool thing. There's going to be also several ice derbies going on in Illinois, southern Wisconsin. I know northern Wisconsin's got a whole bunch of them going on. You want to check that out. Western Michigan has some good ice derbies. But you know what? Go to your website, type in your area on a search engine, put down ice fishing derbies and see what comes up. Even if you're not in the derby, just get out, enjoy it, have some fun. You can't go wrong with just getting out any day, and we're all getting a little bit cabin crazy. We need to get outside, feel the warm sun hitting our face. It might be 30 degrees, but we'll still feel the warm hitting our face. It'll feel really good. Tell you what, when we come back, we're going to have more show for you and a whole lot of other stuff. Because why? You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Whether you're after spring turkey or fish in the rivers or on open waters, get outfitted for success at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. With premium brands like Blackout, Redhead, and Johnny Morris, we'll equip you with the right gear for any adventure. In our stores, you can test the flex on a fishing rod and get that bow tuned precisely where you need it. Plus, get excellent advice from our outfitters. Come in today or shop online for a wide selection of products. Experience it for yourself at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here.
Waterworks Boat Sales wants to make you a special offer on a new boat purchase powered by a Mercury engine. Any new boat purchase, Lund, Low, SeaPro, or Monterey, powered by a Mercury motor, will get the gold extended warranty with an additional 2 years. That's a 3+2 for a total of 5 years of security on your purchase. Waterworks Boat Sales is located at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call them at 708-798-9700 or go to the web at waterworks.com. Remember, at Waterworks Boat Sales, where boating powered by a Mercury motor is fun every day. Remember, Chauncey's Great Outdoors is the official station for Shimano High School and College fishing results and fishing teams. This segment is brought to you by Shimano.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Let's talk about fishing, a little outdoor information, stuff like that. And yes, we'll even have the great Aiden Fishing Report. Haven't read it yet, but we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report. Let's talk about outdoor news and fishing. In Illinois, you need to make your 2020 reservations for your campsites, shelters, for many of the state parks and other DNR sites, because you know what? They're going to fill up fast and you're going to not have time, or you're going to miss the dates that you want to be there. So go to Reserve America website at www.reserveamerica.com. That's www.reserveamerica.com, and get those dates and those campsites that you want to take you, your friends, and your family out to. Hunter and boater safety education courses are going on. You can register now for the hunter safety education and boating safety education courses with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources on their website. Check for class locations and different dates. And you know what? If you're taking a hunter safety class in Northern Illinois, you just might have a hunter safety instructor by the name of Chauncey. Lucky for you. Okay, state of Michigan. They opened up their new sail system that launched on February 18th, and everybody is talking about how cool and great it is. I hope other states are checking it out. This new system, you're selling hunting and fishing licenses. You're also hunting applications. off-road vehicles, snowmobile permits online. You can also do this at a retail agent statewide if you would like to get one. And even some places in other states are selling licenses for Michigan. And they also say you can buy your Wisconsin license in different places too. But you can definitely check this out from Michigan on their website. It opened up and everybody's talking about how great it was. Last weekend was also the free fishing weekend in Michigan. And boy, I heard the people were out and having a ball. You can't go wrong with that anytime. Mentioning licenses, and if you're an Illinois sportsman and hunter or fish in Illinois, beginning March 1st, you can purchase your Illinois hunting and fishing sportsman combination licenses, or you could do what I did, buy yourself a lifetime license. In 20 years, it's paid for itself. Don't worry about it. They all go on sale March 1st at 8 a.m., and those 2020 licenses will be valid through your the one that you have now is going to be valid through 2020, March 31st. Your 2020 license will be good till March 31st, 2021. So they give you a year and a couple of months and stuff like that. So that's a really cool thing. Let's talk about some fishing. Lake Michigan, our pro staffers, Rob Jesse, said the perch were scattered in the Calumet River. He just said he tried hard, he tried many different locations, and it just didn't seem like it was working. Chicago River Riverwalk was pretty much barren of fishermen looking for perch, and he said that's didn't he felt kind of bad because he said that's a fun place to go and talk, and people come down and look at you, so he really liked that. Northwest Indiana, Coho on the Lakefront Park in Portage, and up to the river by near Bass Pro Shop area, they're doing, I would say, decent on squid, spawn sacks, and jigs with maybe some bee moths, even though small bee moths are picking up some coho. So you got to remember, they'll take almost anything. Michigan City behind the DNR building has also been a little so-so, but with we get some improving weather, it could really just go gangbusters. And if we get this Saturday, Sunday, weather is getting nice, especially on Sunday, you give it 24 hours, it's going to be crazy out there. I know the ice fishing machine kicked in gear, but there's a, you know, some of the lakes look like it got safe ice in the Cook County Forest Preserve, but please, you have to check it. A lot of them have iffy ice, and if I see open water along the edge, I don't even go out on them. Just remember that. Stay safe in the Cook County Forest Preserves. On the chain of lakes up by the Illinois state line, Antioch area, can't go wrong with that one. Some pretty good catfish are still being caught on Pistakey and Petite. Pike are really active around most lakes in the area. Across the Wisconsin power line, Powers has perch and crappie in the deep basin. That's another good sign. Continue to, you know, to be good on the south end, the channel and Catherine. I like those spots too. Walleye are going early in the morning till about 9:30, shallow water, 6 to 7 foot. Then they're moving out to much deeper, 15, 18 feet of water on Pistakey and Marie. And they're going to sit there until it gets dark again and work their way up. That's just how they do it, guys. They just don't get excited. Jason Johns for Wren Lake. Visit Wren Lake. Enjoy WrenLake.com. But Jason Johns at Boneyard Guide Service, he's back on the water and spanking those crappies. He sent me another photo, a couple of clients, and a full limit of crappies thrown all over the table, as I call it, the fillet table. He said they're still holding in about 14 to 18 feet of water. Look around those depths, and you're going to do very well in Wren Lake. Don't pass up Lake of Egypt, because that's also producing some nice fish. Our friends at Hayward from Seven Winds Casino. This portion of the report is sponsored by SevenWindsCasino.com. Walleye fishing is a little bit slow, with best action in the evening and nighttime hours. Look to mid-depth weeds and weed lines with walleye suckers, flatheads, under tip-ups, and just watch them pop, and everybody gets excited and runs. Make sure you got something on your feet so you don't slip and fall. That's an important thing. Crappie fishing is good to very good with fish holding near weeds and weed edges on crappie minnows, and bluegill fishing is also good, but it's still that very, very light bite. This fishing report for the Hayward, Northern Wisconsin area was brought to you by SevenWindsCasino.com. Big Green Lake, pro staffer Derek told me that watch the ice on Big Green Lake. Off of Horner Road, a deep brake line and deep water are catching trout, but the crack showed up. Be careful out there. Try jigging wraps or minnows with a bright color tube, and you should find some fish. Now let's hear from the Aiden Fishing Report. This fishing report is brought to you by our friends at Waterworks with an E. That's waterworkswithane.com. Papa, Mama won't let me go on the ice after a group of anglers went through the ice in Allegan County. So I have to wait for open water unless I'm going to fish a river with Dad. Dad and I went down to the Grand River near Grand Rapids, saw some guys with really nice steelhead. One older guy told me he caught them on jigs with waxworms and spawn. That's pretty good. He also wanted to know if I was Chauncey's grandson. Oh, my gosh. And he said, and I said, that made me feel good inside, Papa. Most other guys I were watch fishing by the 6th Street Dam and below said walleyes were caught off the wall at the Fulton Street area, but they were all small and threw them back. But Dad and I saw some steelhead in the Rogue River. That was kind of cool that the guy wanted to know if I was your grandson. Oh, Aiden, you're making points on Billy. Allison's dad was by the St. Joe River. He took a few walleye and steelhead. Most are fishing near Berrien Springs Dam, but there were a lot of guys there. He said some steelhead were there, but you've got to work for them. Roger's dad went to the Muskegon River and got some steelhead fishing. And up in White Lake, perch were caught on the west end, but walleye were on the east end. I know you're going to the Bassmaster Classic, and you're going to get some free stuff, so please remember your favorite grandson. Grandma said you have too much stuff, so I can get all the free stuff you get. Love, your favorite grandson, Aiden. You know, the kid's working me over. I'm going to have to talk to this kid. That was the Aiden Fishing Report brought to you by Waterworks Marine. I tell you what, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us? Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Waterworks Boat Sales wants to make you a special offer on a new boat purchase powered by a Mercury engine. Any new boat purchase, Lund, Lowe, SeaPro, or Monterey, powered by a Mercury motor, will get the gold extended warranty with an additional 2 years. That's a 3+2 for a total of 5 years of security on your purchase. Waterworks Boat Sales is located at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call them at 708-798-9700 or go to the web at waterworkswithane.com. Remember, at Waterworks Boat Sales, where boating powered by a Mercury motor is fun every day.
HookandHuntTV.com is educating and informative. Jim Crowley shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why. If you have attended his seminars, you know his no-nonsense approach. Learn, watch, learn, and apply. Information is the key to success on HookandHuntTV.com.
This segment and interview is brought to you by Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, where your next outdoor adventure begins.
This is Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. On the phone with me, I have a really interesting, unique, entrepreneurial woman who saw a need for something, grabbed it by the horns, and said, this is going to be cool to do. And her name is Dana Stacia. Dana, what did you start?
Well, thank you and good morning. So I started actually a business called Hunting for Connections, huntingforconnections.com actually. It's a online dating site for hunters, fishermen, and outdoor enthusiasts. So people who love to hike, bike, kayak, camp, live that outdoor lifestyle. So Hunting for Connections.
Dana, this was like I put down the 12-ounce hammer and I picked up the 16-ounce hammer and I banged it hard right in the middle of my forehead because I went, oh my God, this is a great idea. How many people, men and women, love the outdoors, but I would, when they go on these date sites, you know, that are, you see advertised everywhere, when you start talking about, well, you like to fish, you like to hunt, the other people are like, oh, you're kind of weird. We don't want to talk to anybody who's like that. Where here, you're talking to people who love what you like to do.
That's exactly correct. And that was actually one of the incentives that got us thinking about why is this niche market not being met? You know, I became in a situation where I was single and I realized, you know, geez, when I do start dating again, I know for sure now I will never consider dating somebody that isn't, you know, into the lifestyle that I am. And I'm passionate about the outdoors and I love to hunt. And I thought, you know, man, every dating site out there focuses on something, or it's just a big open, you know, it's just an open ocean full of everybody. And it didn't really hone down on lifestyle or passions or hobbies. And I thought, you know, this is crazy. There's not a dating site out there that doesn't cater to my lifestyle. And so I started digging around a little bit and I seen that this niche market wasn't being met. And so I started just putting some questions and little feelers out there on social media. And what I realized and what I found is that a lot of people wanted one. And so I thought, you know what, this is an awesome opportunity to be able to help people on a much bigger scale, but also have an opportunity to give back to the outdoors, but also just significantly make a difference. And so that really just inspired us to really not just take it as an idea, but actually turn it into an actual full-blown business.
I called a couple of my friends and I started asking, because I know they're on some of these, you know, websites, other websites, not yours. They're coming to yours. Trust me. They are coming if they're not already there, okay?
Awesome.
But, you know, I said to them, I go, you know, here is a website. So if you like fishing, biking, maybe hiking, kayaking, archery, or you like off-roading, or you're maybe into some water sports or some of the winter sports, because, you know, a lot of, you know, come on, you know, you're an outdoors woman, you love archery, you love hunting, you love fishing, you love hiking with your sons that you told me. I mean, there's a lot of things that you love to do in the outdoors. Well, you know, a lot of these and these other sites won't let you get there to talk to somebody, or somebody can see that. And here, you know, the people that you're talking to are in the same boat with you, with the same canoe paddle, saying, let's go down the road right and have fun.
That's exactly right. And that was a little bit about what tempted us to make the site different, because a lot of the other sites, they match people based on appearance or age or, of course, location, which is important. But things that are more on the physical side or attraction side. And I get it. People have to be attracted to one another, generally speaking. But what we wanted was a relationship to be based on a friendship foundation first. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing better than creating, you know, a healthy relationship that's been built strong in the outdoors. And so we decided that we wanted our matching algorithm to be different. And so instead, we created our matching algorithm to match people based on their outdoor hobbies. And you just hit it on the head. We match them based on if they like to fish, if they love to hike, bike, you know, kayak, camp. You know, do you love outdoor sports? What are the things that you're passionate about that you spend your free time doing? Because that's the thing you're going to want to do with somebody else when you have that free time. And, you know, I came into hunting a little bit later in life. I've been hunting for the last 12 years, but it genuinely changed my life, and it really became a passion in a hot minute. And I realized that, man, I almost missed an awesome opportunity and a passion because I wasn't willing to try it, you know, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, if more people are willing just to get out there and try new things, try different things out of their comfort zone, you know, just get involved more in the outdoors, it's just a fantastic way to have other people be inspired and maybe potentially find their passion as well. And as long as they're at it, possibly find some love along the way. And so we just decided to do something a little bit different. And, you know, we wanted, again, to match these people based on their passions and their hobbies. And our algorithm is completely different. And it's unique, really just genuinely putting together based on their hobbies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I went to the website here, and I'm looking at it. First of all, it's a great-looking website.
Thank you.
Hunting4connections.com. Hunting4connections. You need to see. I was like, wow, this is amazing. This filled such a niche for so many people who love the outdoors and trying to find that special friend where they understand what it is. Hey, they want to go fishing. They want to go archery. They want to go stargazing. I love that on your website. One of the things was, you know, stargazing. That's put my list right at the top there on that one, except that I only look at stars for about 4 minutes and then I'm sleeping. But... But I mean, it's a community of singles and friends. And
it really is.
That's just, it's such a cool thing. And I'm so glad you did this, but I'm shocked that nobody else did it before you.
I've heard that before. I have. A lot of people have said, geez, I've thought about it. I just, you know, it was a thought and we didn't do anything with it. Mm-hmm. And so obviously I'm glad that we took it, you know, from a vision to concept. But again, you just said it, hunting the number four connections. So the number four, we chose that because we understand that not everybody in the outdoors is necessarily looking for a date or even a relationship, but it's still really important to share your passion with somebody else. And I understand that people are in relationships that are together, but maybe their person doesn't enjoy hunting or fishing. And so they're looking for somebody to share their passion with on a friendship level. And so we created four different ways for people to connect. So they can connect by dating. They can connect if they're looking genuinely for a relationship. If they're just looking for a new friend in the outdoors to spend time with, or if they're looking for an activity partner, if say they love to shoot archery, but they don't have somebody to shoot archery with, you know, you can go on there and connect and literally just look for activity partners in your area. And I mean, I could relate to that. I live in a very rural community and we have about 500 people here. And for a long time, I was the only woman that hunted and fished. And so there wasn't a lot of people for me to hang out with. On a woman's perspective. And so it was really difficult for me to, you know, go somewhere and want to just shoot bows. Don't want to do that stuff by yourself. So even if you're not looking for a boyfriend or a girlfriend, there's still ways for people to go on there and connect and to find activity partners. So we really just wanted to open up the gamut of how you can connect with people, because we're passionate about how, you know, bringing like-minded people together can significantly change your life. It's right. Pretty special.
Now, right now you're offering free to sign up, correct?
Yeah, it's free to sign up. And additionally, we've taken a step further. We're offering every person that signs up right now 100 free tokens. And 100 free tokens allows them to start communicating for free. They can come on, check it out, you know, look in their area, use up their tokens. And then if they decide that they want to continue talking, they can then at that point buy a subscription, and we offer 1 month, 3 month, or 6 month subscriptions.
Cool. I'm literally going, nah. Because I love the concept. I love the idea. I think this is going to be such a cool thing, Dana. And once again, everyone, we're talking with Dana Stacia from Hunting for Connections. And it's a marvelous concept for people looking for friends or that extra something special person to enjoy the outdoors with and be part of it, because you have the same loves and interests as that other person. And that could all be done on huntingforconnections.com, right?
Yep, that's right. And additionally, right now we're offering some really special giveaways. Currently, anybody that signs up is registered to win a 5-day, 4-night romantic getaway at the beautiful Harpools Heartland Lodge in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And Additionally, after that, they're also there's going to be giveaways for a whitetail hunt at the Heartland Lodge. Four Amigos in Eagle Pass, Texas, they are offering a two-person hog hunt. We've got, oh my goodness, a two-person, five-hour fishing trip with Borderline fishing guide services, and then Above and Beyond Redneck Adventures. They are putting out a two-person weekend getaway to come out and enjoy a weekend with them. So we've just got some really special giveaways that are coming up that we're just super excited about, and some really lucky people are going to definitely walk away with some awesome hunts and fishing trips and weekends.
And you're going to walk away with some newfound friends and maybe a special person to enjoy the great outdoors with, right?
Exactly.
Dana, thank you so much for coming on this morning show.
You got it. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. Again, we just went live July 17th, so if they log on and they don't find someone in their area, make sure that I just want to remind everybody to check your notifications on how you want to be notified when somebody comes on and is actually a match for you, so then you can be identified and contacted that there's somebody in your area. But we've got new people signing up every day, so we're really excited, and we're just really excited to change some lives for the better.
You know what? You're doing it. Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Absolutely. Thanks for the time. You guys have a great weekend.
Once again, everybody, hunting4, that's the numeric 4, connections.com. Check it out. You're going to shake your head and go, oh, my gosh, where was this a long time ago? Take care, Dana.
You too. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. That's the sound of winter fun at Seven Winds Lodge and Casino in Hayward, Wisconsin. Stay at Seven Winds Lodge and Casino with their comfortable Northwood-style guest rooms and enjoy hundreds of miles of snowmobile trails. Then enjoy a day out on the trail. Make your reservations at sevenwindscasino.com or call them at 833-479-4637 and make this winter fun.
With temperatures ranging from the low of about 15 below degrees to a high in the low 40s, overall, the area should offer very good conditions on all their trails close to Seven Winds Casino, your snowmobile headquarters. The Midwest Extreme Snowmobile Challenge XC Series is going to be at the Seven Winds Casino in Hayward on February 29th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You will see the most exciting snowmobile racing and more right behind the Seven Winds Casino in Hayward. Remember, you can only see the MESC at Seven Winds Casino, powered by Hayward Power Sports, February 29th.
That's the sound of winter fun at Seven Winds Lodge and Casino in Hayward, Wisconsin. Stay at Seven Winds Lodge and Casino with their comfortable Northwood-style guest rooms and enjoy hundreds of miles of snowmobile trails. Then enjoy a day out on the trail. Make your reservations at sevenwindscasino.com or call them at 833-479-4637 and make this winter fun.
Listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I am with a gentleman who's going to talk to us about probably one of the hottest things going, and I really mean that, hottest things going in the Bass Tournament Series. I'm with John Stewart down at, where's this lovely place? The Bassmaster location, isn't it, John?
Yeah, right here in Birmingham, Alabama.
And we're talking about the kayak tournaments.
Yeah, brand new series, Kayak Bass Nation, or Bass Nation Kayak Series, that we just unveiled, a month ago or so. It's going to be exciting. We've got a lot of interest in it. Developed this thing. We decided we weren't really servicing all our members. Like, we're a membership organization. We have 510,000 bass members. Not everybody is a tournament fisherman. Not everybody owns a big, shiny bass boat. And not everybody is in high school and has a boat captain that can take them around. So there's a large number of fishermen out there that are into this kayak stuff. And it's big. It's exciting. And we decided to jump in hopefully a bunch of those members that haven't really been getting into the tournaments now do.
Well, you're really opening it up. As you just said, to high school kids to, you know, people who live in the, you know, I'd say someone like me, I live in the suburbs of Chicago. I don't have a place to keep a boat. I used to keep a boat an hour away from me. And here are these, you know, the kayaks, you can store them in the garage, you can put them outside, you throw it on there, you go. And I'm seeing them tournaments everywhere. I'm getting reports from all over the country. So I think it's just a natural tendency with bass to get into this kayak tournament, because it seems like this thing could explode even bigger than I can ever imagine, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're hoping. I mean, we're hoping that it really grows, and I think it will grow quickly. I've been spending a lot of my time this last month fielding phone calls, answering questions about what it's all about, and you know, how is it going to be rolled out on the state level, and we're going to incorporate all the Bass Nations into it as well, and can high schoolers get involved, and can people that aren't Bass members get involved, and answering all those questions. And I think it's going to be huge. And like you said, the high school, we all know how fast the high school is growing. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of high schoolers out there that don't have access to a bass boat, don't have access to a relative or a friend that has a bass boat that can take them out, and they want to be involved. I see it getting way down into the high school and junior levels as well, and makes it easier for mentors and youth directors and so forth to take the kids that don't have access to a big boat out fishing and getting them on the water, and that's what it's all about.
And that's exactly, you're 100% right. But one of the things that, it's not where like a Bass Elite tournament where you're keeping five of your largest fish. You're not doing that. You're having them, you have a bump board on there. Explain to me how you're going to do that.
It's catch, photograph, and release. They call it CPR. And they catch a fish. It does have to be 12 inches. Got a minimum length, 12 inches. But they catch a fish. They measure it on a board. I've got a board sitting here on my desk that they use, and they take a picture, and it's got a logo in the. It's got to have. There's a big criteria of what the picture has to look like, and that's so that we keep everybody honest. You know, they're out there by themselves, so it's an honor system thing. But we have an identifier. It's got to be in the picture. The fish has got to be on the board a certain way. They take a picture. Where they can see the tail on the measuring board and how long it is, and then they release the fish. And then they send the picture in to the tournament director, who verifies by the picture that it's, you know, nose is up against the board and the fish is facing the right way, and the identifier is in the picture and they're holding it the right way, and they can, and then the judges or the tournament director judges whether that is a 20 and a half inch fish or a 20 inch fish, whatever they determine it is, that's what the angler gets credit for. And it's inches, and they add up the inches on their five biggest. And at the end, that's the total, and that's how they determine the winner.
So an angler can catch and measure more than five fish, correct?
Absolutely. They can catch and release all day long and just keep their five biggest.
And then they, you know, nobody really knows what's going on because they're sending it into the tournament director. And then this is really cool.
They if the pictures go through, it's kind of like Bass Track on our Elite Series, yeah, where they keep track and you can see the score. There will be a leaderboard throughout the day. It gets cut off at a certain time, like an hour before check-in or whatever, so anglers could catch a big fish in that last hour that somebody doesn't know about. But you'll have an idea of how an angler's doing throughout the day, as long as they're in an area where the service goes through and their pictures get sent in. There will be a leaderboard, and it'll be on Bassmaster.com, and you'll see Joe Blow has his biggest five fish are 80 inches long, you know, and you'll know he's the leader. So it's going to be neat. And then they'll come in, they'll check in. They're going to use this app called Tourney X. Everybody has to use the same app, and it's got all kinds of functionality on it. It's got a check out, check in. It's got GPS safety where we can tell where they're at. When they check in the end of the day, we'll know they're in safely. Then they've got a little bit of a time to get back to wherever the central location is. It's not really going to be a way in, you know, it'll all be done, but they'll all come back to a certain location, a hotel or wherever the registration meeting was. They'll come back, we'll show some pictures of the leaders that they sent in on the screen, and we'll announce the winners, and it's going to be neat.
It really does sound cool and neat, and you know, I could just literally, I'm thinking of all of the especially the young kids and smaller clubs where you don't have a lot of those big $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 bass boats. Although I have seen some kayaks, John, with enough electronics on them that they're getting up there pretty high. You know that.
Absolutely. You're going to see, it's just like the bass world where you see boats that are, you know, $10,000 and maybe been handed down from generation to generation to the $70,000 and $80,000 and $100,000 bass boats. Same thing with kayaks. You're going to see kayaks that are the bare minimum where they're just paddling around and just themselves and the couple rods and the paddle. And then you're going to see kayaks that have depth finders on them and small trolling motors on them and, you know, all kinds of stuff on them, rod carriers and tackle holders and tackle boxes and coolers and all that. It's really is amazing, you know.
But John, in my world, for me to get in and out of a kayak, getting in's okay. Getting out, it's just easier to fall into the lake. I've learned this for myself, you know that.
I personally have never been in a kayak, so I don't know. I've been invited since I've got involved in this. I'm learning as I go along. I'm learning a lot, and they tell me I got to get in it. There's nothing like it, and I'm going to try it so I know what everybody's out there doing, and so I can understand a little more, but I'm with you. I've never been, I can't see myself getting in and out of there too easily.
Getting in's not bad. Getting out's a tough one. But the last question I want to ask is, the Bassmaster Classic this year in Birmingham, Alabama, there's one morning where there's actually a kayak tournament, right?
We're going to kick off the kayak regionals and the kayak program right here at Logan Martin Lake on the 5th, which is Thursday. It's media day of the classic. They're going to fish that day. They're going to have registration the night before. Anybody can sign up that's a bass member. So if you're listening out there, you want to get in this kayak thing and be involved in the 50th anniversary of the Bassmaster Classic. It's going to be great. The whole week is going to be fantastic. You know, we're starting off, normally we don't do, we just do the college and high school exhibition, but the weekend prior, we're doing a regular college tournament. We're doing a regular high school tournament, and then we're doing this kayak tournament on Thursday. And then we'll have our high school and college exhibitions like we always do. And then we're planning on some way, including the kayak, the top 10 or whoever it is from Logan Martin. We haven't decided all the details yet, but we're going to include them in the classic in on Friday. When the college kids are going Saturday and Sunday, we're going to do this kayak thing on Friday. Announce the winners, do something on the big stage, you know, for them. So it's going to be pretty cool.
They're going to eat that up.
I think so. I think it's really going to kick it off good. And this is actually the Logan Martin is the kickoff tournament, the first regional, and then they'll add, and then we'll have four more regionals, and that'll, our top anglers from each of those regionals will attend the Bass Nation Kayak Series Championship next year, 2021, in conjunction with the Classic, wherever it is.
Cool. Well, John, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. And I, you know, I know your title is director of the Bass Nation, right? Is that correct?
That's correct.
But you also do kayaks. You paint the walls in the office. You do the windows, right?
All right. Bass team. Just got done with the Bass Team Championship. We just got done with the Nation Championship. We oversee all the high school and college and juniors in this department. So, yeah, we're busy.
We're busy. Well, John, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was John Stewart, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Wherever your adventures take you, count on Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's to make it memorable. From the timberline to the campsite and the lake to the range, get your family outfitted with the right gear. With premium brands like Worldwide Sportsman, Ascend, Eclipse, and Natural Reflections, we've got the apparel and gear to make it the best adventure ever. Stop by today for a one-of-a-kind shopping experience in-store or online at BassPro.com and Cabela's.com. See for yourself at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here.
Waterworks Boat Sales wants to make you a special offer on a new boat purchase powered by a Mercury engine. Any new boat purchase, Lund, Low, SeaPro, or Monterey, powered by a Mercury motor, will get the gold extended warranty with an additional 2 years. That's a 3+2 for a total of 5 years of security on your purchase. Waterworks Boat Sales is located at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call them at 708-798-9700 or go to the web at waterworks.com. Remember, at Waterworks Boat Sales, where boating powered by a Mercury motor is fun every day.
Hey, fellow fishermen, Kerry Wood here. Make sure to tune in to ESPN Chicago every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. for Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Well, everybody, I've got to tell you, I'm sitting, and you've heard people say man, myth, legend, and I know you don't like to hear that, Mr. Tanner, Dr. Tanner, but this is Dr. Tanner, who is the gentleman responsible with the state of Michigan for throwing that first net of coho fingerlings in a creek and started a whole world of fun for us. Thank you so much, Mr. Tanner.
I can accept that. I have enjoyed, I've lived to enjoy so many years of that success and the success of so many other people that followed me and contributed to
it. Yeah. Exactly. There's a lot of fisheries biologists and everybody that work, you know, and as I read someplace that it was like when you did this, you know, first proposed it, it was like, you know, there's leaps of faith. That's not a leap of faith. You jumped off the cliff.
Yes, and certainly it is so exceptional. And I've been given some recognition and some awards, but the one that I really appreciate that speaks to that point is from my American Fisheries Society, my professional group. And a line on an award that they gave me is that his introduction of salmon into the Great Lakes was the largest and most successful biomanipulation ever attempted.
That's a very nice way of putting a leap of faith.
Yes. Yes. How do I respond to that?
Yeah. I mean, when you did this and were working on this, I mean, they tried this, you know, back in the late 1800s, didn't they? They thought about it?
Salmon were introduced at least 35 times in the late 1800s. But they simply didn't know what they were doing. They were introducing fry, basically. And they knew how to raise fish in a hatchery, but that's about all that fisheries biologists had in the way of a science at that time. The science of fisheries management began to emerge shortly after the end of World War II.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they, you know, and I've enjoyed this on two sides. When I was a young lad growing up in Chicago and going down to the lakefront, casting for my first coho when I was like maybe 15. And then I took 3 years of marine biology at the Shedd Aquarium for high school classes. And, you know, the gentleman asked in that class, he says, why are you taking this class? And everybody's answering, oh, I want to be a marine biologist. I want to work with dolphins. I want to do this. And he came to me last, and he says, why are you taking this class, Chauncey? And I said, I want to learn why the fish out there in Lake Michigan are doing what they're doing so I can catch them. And he said, that might be the most honest answer I've ever gotten.
It was an honest answer, and just... I I phrase this quite often. It's a fishery for large fish next to large populations of people.
Yes.
That's it's a little bit like real estate. It's a location, location, location. And it was a very successful thing biological, but in terms of impact on value or economic activity, it had the makings because the people were there.
Yeah.
And they were looking for a big fish, and they wanted to catch it near home. And
exactly. And it just, I had friends of mine that live out on the West Coast, Washington, and we went out there, and they said, you can only catch 2 salmon for the year. And I looked at them, and I go, what? I said, we could do 5 a day in Chicago. What do you get? You need to come here.
I often wonder what the people of Washington who gave me the fish have thought about it after our sport fishery was so much more exceptional and productive than typically. They had some good years, but we not only had the capability of producing it, but it was next to people and large numbers of people. And just look at the number of boats that are owned by the people in the Great Lakes states. Michigan used to be the state that owned the highest number of privately licensed boats, and it's been exceeded by California, but California's got 40 million people, and Michigan's got less than 10.
But, when they add all of the Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin slips on Lake Michigan, we have more boats, recreational boats, on Lake Michigan than any other licensed boats, than any other state in the country.
Yeah, that's true. And those people, and we're talking to them tonight, those people are a voice for recognition of the need for environmental standards and action to maintain these lakes the way they are. And I hope that and this is probably wild, but I hope that the knowledge and experience and the commitment of people of the Great Lakes states, there are 8 such states, mm-hmm. I hope that they can be a point where the division of Washington might come together for a worthwhile cause.
Exactly, exactly. One of the things I've got to also tell you is for a number of years, I worked at a Boy Scout camp in West Michigan in Muskegon County called Owassepee, which has a small creek that runs through, called Cleveland Creek, which dumps into the White River. And I'll never forget, I was 17 years old looking in this creek, and I go, what in God's name is that? And it was a 30-pound Chinook salmon. And I went, oh, I got to do this.
What a great experience. And I can't match that, but I'll try. When I was 13, fishing for brook trout, I caught a steelhead of 5.5 pounds. Mm-hmm. And that was truly exceptional. Got my picture taken and everything. And not the next year, but the following year, I was still so proud of myself that I had my cards printed and I became a fishing guide.
I have a question for you. Did you have anything also to do with the stocking of Atlantic salmon?
Here in the Great Lake?
In Lake Michigan.
No.
No?
I haven't. I push it wherever chance mm-hmm. I can, but it's important. It's an extremely valuable species. There are Russians coming over and fishing the St. Mary's River right now for Atlantic salmon.
Really? I didn't know that.
And there's an international group of wealthy people who will pursue Atlantic salmon around the world. I was standing, I don't know whether you want all this or not,
okay.
But
I'm enjoying it.
I was standing in a tackle shop down in New Zealand, down in the southern part of New Zealand, and there was a guy standing there, and he rented a plane every morning and went into the interior to fish salmon and steelhead. Mm-hmm. And the clerk behind the counter finally, she said, "Well, what is it you do?" And he said, I'm a professional client. Somebody is guiding me somewhere doing something the year around. And she said, well, what do you do for a living? He said, I have some coffee plantations in Africa.
And I guess you could do anything you want if you have that.
And including pursuing Atlantic salmon around the world.
Yeah, it's very good. Because, you know, I caught an Atlantic salmon in Lake Michigan.
Okay.
So, and I, when I first caught it, I looked at it and I go, what? I had to get the book out to find out what it was.
Yeah. Well, I encourage it as creating it as an element of our fishing opportunity. It's a difficult critter to rear. Mm-hmm. It is harder than any other. It requires standards in the hatchery that aren't necessary for other trout and salmon. But it's a great target, and we should have more of it.
Yes, we should. Well, Dr. Tanner, I want to thank you for the time you've given me. I know it's been a long day for you, and I just, like I said, me and zillions of other people, thank you. The other fisheries biologists that worked with you, the state of Michigan, and now all the states that surround the Great Lakes that are working on making salmon fishing such a viable, active, so we're now catching salmon back into the 30-pound class. You know what? They're doing it right.
Well, thank you for saying that, and do me a favor. Push for support for Project Fish. Mm-hmm. That is the future. We need kids to get out and get experienced, and so they'll understand their obligation just as a citizen to be a voter that votes for a clean environment, clean Great Lakes, and the support of those agencies that manage the lakes.
I always wanted to make a bumper sticker at election time that says, I fish, I hunt, I camp, and I vote.
Excellent. And it makes a point that I couldn't agree with more. Yeah. And I think it's a unifying choice that seems to be unavailable in Washington these days.
Well, we'll just have to go back there and kick a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Tanner, thank you for your time this evening.
I've enjoyed it.
Everybody, I am way honored that somebody I've been looking forward to for a long time doing this interview, Dr. Howard Tanner, the guy who let me catch my first salmon.
Thank you for saying so.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
HookandHuntTV.com is educating and informative. Jim Crowley shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why. If you have attended his seminars, you know his no-nonsense approach. Learn, watch, learn, and apply. Information is the key to success on HookandHuntTV.com.
This is Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show. I had a lot of fun today, and we'll be back in the studio next week, so I'm looking forward to coming back to the Chicagoland area. But I would like to thank all of our sponsors, Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, all five stores. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, your adventure starts here. Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue and Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, Diamond Ghost Charters, HookandHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the outdoorsman and outdoorswoman in the great outdoors, Ren Lake Area Tourism at Visit Ren Lake and EnjoyRenLake.com, and Seven Winds Casino in Hayward, Wisconsin. We want to thank all of our sponsors who bring this program to you every single week. Remember to like us at Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you could always get our new app, that's right, from the App Store. Look for ESPN Chicago. You can click on that. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors in your phone. Download the programs or whatever you'd like to do to be part of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I can hear the flute playing, so that must mean it's time for the show to come to an end. I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Mohawk Nation. Ultimately, nature will do the teaching. Ultimately, nature will do the teaching. How very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We really borrow it all from our children's, children's, children's. And I do mean my grandchildren. We'll see you next week, right here on your favorite, Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.